Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Today, I'll be covering the basics of making a good and successful game on Roblox. A lot of Roblox developers' biggest dream is that they will make a game on Roblox and become famous, have it be on the front page even. But it really isn't that easy. Unlike most podcasts, this one will actually tell you how to be successful, instead of just telling you to put hard work and determination into your project. I joined Roblox a couple years ago, wanting to make a game and get famous in the community. And over my years of practicing development, I started many, many projects. And I'm aware that it's not that easy. For a game to succeed, it needs the following. A certain level of quality in the game. An organized developer or organized developer team. Proper advertisement and promotion. Originality, so a unique game that has something fun about it, and frequent updates. I'll be covering all of those in my podcast. First of all, if you're looking to make a successful game, it needs to look good. People say practice makes perfect, and they're right about that, but it usually takes years for someone to learn from scratch how to develop really well on Roblox. And let's be honest, who wants to wait several years to get famous in the community? That's why you can hire others who know how to develop really well, and you can just tell them what to do and pay them. When hiring developers, make sure they are legitimate and will get the work done. All right, I know what you're thinking right now, but I don't have the money to spend it, and nobody will do it for free. Well, that's true. Nobody will do it for free. Then you need to take into consideration that in order to make money, you need to spend money. Okay, fine. Just grab a 20 or a 10 out of your wallet and pay a person to do some work on your game. Could be the scripts, the building, whatever. It's not fun to do that and to spend money, and you need to make sure you're not getting scammed. No, you could demand to see their skills first, pay them half when they're halfway done, and the other half when they're completely done. But if the game succeeds, then you can easily make that money back using DevEx, which is a thing that Roblox has where you can exchange Robux you make for real money or exceed the value of what you spent in Robux earnings. So really, it's an investment that usually ends up being worth it if you hire the right people. Don't rush to publish the game either. Make sure everything looks good, has been tested multiple times before releasing it. Also, make sure to stay organized and organize your team, assuming you have one, so they get as much work done as possible. Do it well and stay happy. A good team morale can make all the difference in how good your game ends up being. Try to motivate your team if you feel they're losing interest in the project. You can set reasonable deadlines for things and let them do the work that they can with a certain period of time, so they at least get it done by the deadline. And one of the most important things is that you stay active. Inactive studios look bad and unattractive to people who may want to work with you, and the game almost always ends up failing. Once your game is out, you need to spread the word about it. You can buy some Robux or get investments by people to do Robux advertisements. You can ask your friends to ask their friends to play the game. You can make a Discord server for it and go around on Discord advertising your game and server, etc. Promote your game as best you can using good art, merchandise for the game, and more. If you start to annoy people, however, it'll make your game look bad and it'll end up harming you and your game. For example, DM advertising, which is when you direct message a player on Discord and advertise, usually annoys people and will get them to not play a game and to also dislike it. Now, every game should be original and have something fun about it. Don't just make another simulator, but make something that hasn't been seen before in Roblox and make it that it's fun and an enjoyable game, not ridiculously difficult or a pay-to-win game. Another thing that could help your game succeed is if you push frequent updates and bug fixes and reduce lag. Doing so will regain players' interest and again and again if they start losing interest in the game. When they see something new that looks cool being added to the game, they feel an urge to check it out for themselves. Use this to your advantage. I really hope this has helped you out a bit, and best of luck to you and your game success. Feel free to follow me on Roblox at dreamy_dev. That's dreamy_dev. And friend me on Discord at dreamy, that's with 3 Ys, #3995. That's dreamy with 3 Ys, #3995. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Also, if you would like to see the text to this podcast or see more podcasts like this, just join our Discord server. Type this code into the join server section on Discord. Capital U, 7, lowercase y, capital N, capital E, 3, capital E. That's capital U, 7, lowercase y, capital N, capital E, 3, capital E. Thank you for listening to my podcast.